I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, Mark Evans and I had a chance to speak with Sally Davis and Jerry Irby. They're getting the word out that there will be a 4th of July parade this year in the city of Marquette. The parade is sponsored by the Marquette Elks Lodge, and it's happening at noon on Sunday, July 4th. Here's more information with Jerry Irby and Sally Davis.
We're really happy that we could announce that there will be a 4th of July parade. And it is all because of the Elks Lodge 405 here in Marquette that we are able to do this. There's a small group of volunteers who have been working with it, and the Elks joined us to make it happen. So July 4th at noon, and the route will be different than what we're used to in our community. It will be on 3rd Street from Fair to Marquette Commons.
All right, Jerry, I got to ask you, lean in there. And you made some phone calls. You made this happen a little bit, got some folks on the team to do it. Where did it all come from to make this happen?
Well, you know, there's a lot of people in our community, city of Marquette, that wanted to make this happen. So it's just a matter of calling a few and yes. No no's. It's amazing, you know, what this city is capable.
That's because you're not allowed to say no to Jerry Irby. I've tried it.
Well, she said no. I said, well, you're going to be co-chair. Oh, no. Sally's co-chair. Well, we're excited. Like Sally said, Elks Lodge 405 came up and sponsored it. We needed a sponsor to get on the insurance, make it easier for the city to do things. We've also incorporated NMU. Thank God we got NMU. We're going to have the staging area at the Peep Building, Berry Center, somewhere in there. We'll have it all lined up. The city has been phenomenal. We had, I think, 15 or 20 of us had a meeting yesterday, and five of them were from the city. So they were there trying to see where they could help. We need volunteers. We got to have some feet on the ground, but we need some folks. Sally did mention our route. We're going to be a little bit different using 3rd Street. We're excited about using 3rd Street, and you know, the time is going to be different. We're going to do it at noon, 12 o'clock. The American Legion has a rededication at Harlow Park at 11, so we don't want to interfere with that, so they're going to go from there to us. We're asking the exalted ruler of the Elks Lodge to be our Grand Marshal, and with his crew from there, that's exciting. And we're hoping to get some dignitaries and convertibles where they could wave and people could wave back. So, you know, it's going to be the old 4th of July parade, not as big as we had in the past. We've only got, actually, as of today, 3 weeks to put it together to where before we'd have 3 months. So we're doing a lot of calling, a lot of talking with people. Money's coming in. Thankfully, we got to cover insurance and some of the different odds and ends that we're going to need.
Well, so going up 3rd Street, is that necessity or is that just a decision that was made to do something a little bit different?
Well, we recognize the wonderful parade that has been put on for so many years. And this is just a one-time shot that we want to celebrate the fact that we've made it through the last 15 months of COVID-19. And we need to celebrate our nation. So we want it to be different. And of course, the time for planning is really short. Mm-hmm. So Jerry mentioned we need volunteers, but you know, we need parade entries. If anyone is interested in putting something into the parade, we will soon have a link on the Marquette City Police website that you can download a packet and apply for entry.
That's Sally Davis and Jerry Irby with a look at what's happening in our community. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.